Okay, so let's talk about print on demand. Do I use it? Do I recommend it? Who is the best print on demand printer out there, especially if you're trying to get a nice, beautiful planner made with tabs and all the best bells and whistles? I know print on demand is so alluring, it's so exciting, and it's really beneficial because it's a low risk on inventory. But how do you do it? And who should I use? That's what we're gonna dive into on today's episode.
Hey friend, do you love cracking open a fresh journal? Do you linger in the paper planner aisle at Target? Me too. If you have a dream to create your own planner, devotional journal, or paper product, and you're curious about the printing process, timeline, and cost, you are in the right place. Welcome to the Dream Printing Podcast. I'm Polly Payne, CEO and founder of Horatio Printing, and I have sold over 45,000 paper planners and products around the world. Want to learn how I did it? I'm going to take you behind the scenes and teach you how you can plan, print, and publish your high-quality paper product. So grab your favorite journal, your favorite pen, a cup of coffee, and let's get that dream off the back burner and into your hands.
All right, let's get into it. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Dream Printing Podcast. I'm Polly Payne, your host. I am the CEO and founder of Horatio Printing and the creator of the Dream Planner. I've been making planners for almost 10 years. October of this year, our company, Horatio Printing, is turning 10 years old, which is crazy. Sold over 50,000 Dream Planners and Bible studies and products around the world. And today, I'm going to answer a question that I get a lot, which is, what print-on-demand printer can I use to get the best results at the best price? If you don't know what print-on-demand means, it's basically when you partner with a printer and they just print on demand, so you don't have to buy a bunch up front. Typically, when a company like a retailer, right, like a brick-and-mortar store, when they're buying inventory, like when your grocery store buys inventory, they buy in bulk. That's the Costco theory. When we buy in bulk, we get a better discount, right? So when you buy your, you know, big crate of black beans in a can, you get a deal when you buy it bigger. When you buy five jars of giant peanut butter, you get a deal, right? It's the same thing when people buy inventory. You know, if you buy 500 or 5,000 journals, you're going to get a great discount. But there's risk to that. It's scary. It's scary to buy 5,000 journals. You don't know if you're going to sell them. That's a big cost up front. So a lot of people are turning to more drop shipping options and print on demand. And maybe you found this video because you want to find a printer that can print on demand a beautiful planner or journal that you can sell, and you don't have to have any risk or fill up your garage with inventory. I know it's super alluring. I've tested out different print-on-demand printers, and I'm gonna kind of show you them. We're gonna actually go to their websites and check it out. We're gonna go over the pros and cons of it. I'm gonna tell you how I print my luxury paper products and what I recommend. So one thing to note before I get started, I do have a signature program called Print School that I created in June of 2022 because I've had over the years, lots of people reach out because they love my luxury printed products. I am let's call it a paper snob. I'll be honest, I'm a paper snob. I like really thick paper. I like to use Sharpies in my products. I'm a paper snob, and so I like things to be luxury. My products are all unapologetically Christian, and I really believe that if our products are Christian, they should be excellent, not subpar. And that's just my personal opinion. So I really like my packaging to be excellent. And with that, I wanted to talk a little bit about print on demand. Can you get excellent with print on demand? Well, it depends. So let's go over the pros and cons of print on demand. The main thing industry wide for the cons of print on demand is, number one, limited options. There are limited options for customization and just in general when you're working with a print on demand company. Typically, they need it to be easy so that it's a low risk for them. They don't always have this really custom machinery, like an offset printer, a printer that would print something in bulk is humongous. So when print-on-demand companies are just printing one thing, they're using a different kind of printer. And because they're using a different kind of printer, they have limited options. So typically when you Google how to print a custom journal, how to print a custom planner, and all these print-on-demand options come up, you'll pop in and you're like, oh, this isn't the binding I want. Like, this isn't the paper I want. Like, I want to customize the inside. Who can help me? You know? And usually, if you've done this already, you open up all these cans of worms and you open up all these other questions. It's almost like, you know, you follow the white rabbit into Google and then you just fell down the rabbit hole. And it's like, oh my gosh, look at all these options. Like, which one do I pick? I don't know. And yeah, it's tricky. So I get that. So limited options is the first thing that I find is a con when it comes to printing on demand. The second thing is customization. Like if you want to customize stuff, often it's really difficult to do it. Some companies, like it's, you know, the interior can't be changed. Well, you probably want to change the interior. You probably don't want a blank journal or just lines. You might want to add a welcome letter, or you might want to take them through your signature program of what you teach, or you might want to make a really beautiful planner. You want to change the fonts. So customization can be tricky. The third major con that I see across the board industry-wide with print-on-demand printers is it's so expensive. And if you want to make money and have an actual business, you have to make money, you have to profit, right? Profit is the lifeblood of your business. Without profit, you can't keep buying more inventory. Without profit, you can't pay for the website you set up to sell the thing. Without profit, you can't hire someone on your team and make impact, right? So it's expensive. So here's the whole thing. If you want to make something premium, this is what I've learned over years of experience. If you really want to make something premium, I'll just cut right to the chase. You do print on demand. I'm going to pause this. Let me fix this. Here's my biggest issue with print on demand. If you really care about premium like I do and excellence, and then you go print on demand and you try something out and you test it out, like maybe you've designed something and then you go get it printed on demand and it's dinky plastic coil binding, you don't really love it. Here's the thing, if you don't love your product, it's gonna be really hard to sell your product. It's gonna be difficult to show it off because you don't really love it. Now, if you're not a paper snob and you're fine with the subpar quality, then this print on demand might totally be for you. But if you are like, oh, it's not the way I visioned it, like my true vision didn't come to life, it's gonna be hard to sell it. It's gonna be hard to show it. And also, you're probably not gonna make a lot of money because guess what? It was expensive to make, even though it's not what you wanted. And I don't really want that for you. I think a lot of people on this platform on YouTube are constantly talking about print on demand or printing with Canva and printing with this stuff. But the truth is, when you get the thing, you're like, I don't know, it just doesn't hit for me. You know what I mean? Like if you paint a picture and you want to sell pictures and be an artist, you paint the picture and you hate it, are you going to show it off? Probably not. If you don't show it off, are you going to sell it? Definitely not, right? So print on demand only really, in my opinion, makes sense if you are printing a novel, like maybe you're writing a story or a novel, something super simple, paperback, and you want to use Amazon KDP. That is when you do print on demand. I think that's really smart. If you want to go the self-publishing route, if you're running to print a novel, that is really great. Now, I want to take time to actually go down the rabbit hole with you. We're going to look at these options and talk about them because I think it's really helpful for us to Google together some of these companies. So we're going to look at Amazon KDP, we're going to look at Blur, we're going to look at Zazzle and a couple other print-on-demand custom options that claim they can do a custom planner. And I'll show you just my opinion on these companies. And also we'll look at costs so you can check it out. And then we'll wrap it all up afterwards. Hey friend, I'll be honest, I think this section of the episode is best watched on YouTube. You actually see me do the Googling. So go to HoratioPrinting.com/YouTube to watch this episode.
All right.
right, let's go down the rabbit hole, which you may have already gone down this rabbit hole, and we're just going to do it again. If you go to Custom Planner Printing, Google that, you'll see all sorts of hopeful options of things we can do, like Custom Ink, U-Printing, Vistaprint, Canva offers some printing, Greener Printing. Let's see. Oh, there's me. Okay. So let's look at Vistaprint first. You might have already gone here. Vistaprint does have some good printing options. You can make a notebook here. You can have the cover be pearl, soft touch, or glossy. So that doesn't really give you a ton of answers. And for the interior page, you could do blank or lined. Well, maybe you want to have a welcome letter. Maybe I don't want it just to be blank or lined. I want something else. So at this option, you don't really get to do much other than choose the cover type of material and the interior. You also don't get to choose the size of it. It has 80 pages, whether you want 80 or not. So you can see here, like for me, this is not a good option because let's say you want to make a planner with tabs. Well, this is not a planner option. Okay, let's try SmartPress here. SmartPress is an option. Let's see. Okay, number of sheets plus 2. Typically, a planner is about 220 pages. Let's say I want it 6x9. I want to buy 100. Let's just check 100 if they offer it. Okay, cover weight. Oh, you can only do 100. Interior weight max is 100 pound or 80 pound, which 100 pound is not like bleed. It'll bleed through. It's not terrible, but it's not great. Cover printing, full color or black and white only. We probably want colorful printing, yeah? Cover printing, full color with foil. Page printing, black only. Yeah, I like black and white on the inside. Foil color, let's do some gold foil on the front. Let's do shrink wrapping, sure. Oops. Positive whole number. That's what I have. How many bundles? Oh, well, maybe not. I guess none. If I can't shrink wrap each individual one. All right. So it's $28. $28. That's a lot, guys. That's $28 an item. And there's no tabs. There's no pockets. I can't do elastic strap or a pin holder, things like that. But this would be a good basic situation. Also, it's perfect bound. So let's say I wanted to have a coil bound. Well, this is not an option. Let's keep going. Canva's pretty cool. Obviously, I'm a big Canva fan. Let's create something here. Sure. Let's create a cute little notebook. Apply the pages. Print with Canva. Let's see. So you can do hardcover, soft cover. Inside can be college ruled, wide ruled, but it's going to be $23 a notebook. Also, way too expensive. Way too expensive. All right. Let's keep going. Let's go to, I know some other companies like Blurb Printing. I've had some students talk about that. Quality professional photo books sell and self-publish. Started. I want to create an account. I want to see prices. Let's see pricing.
So they offer photo books, trade books, magazines, PDF, and wall art. Standard paper goes up to 80. Premium is this. Okay. Page count. We're going to do 220 pages. Whew. Hot dog. Are y'all seeing this? Is this a joke? $102 per item. You can't sell this. You can't sell this. And these are not even available. Okay, so blurb, no thanks. Sorry. Let's look at Amazon self-publishing. So, you know, we have talked a little bit about Amazon. It does make a lot of sense if you are preparing, you have a manuscript and you want a hardcover product, you know what I mean? You want a book, like you want to sell a book. But you do have to completely upload your manuscript. You have to create your own cover. You set the trim size and margins. You create your front, body, and back matter elements, like page titles, copyright, headings. I wanted to talk about, I wanted to look at the prices. Royalties. I think you earn paperback royalties. I think you earn 60% rate on paperback sold on Amazon. Let's see. Minus the price. So you'll have to look into this a little more, but if you sell your book for $15, you make $4. You know? So it's the royalty. So it's 40% times the listing price minus printing cost. So if you sell it at $15, you make $1. That's not great. Also, I know a lot of people who have put journals and stuff on Amazon. Like, you can't really do the coil options. You really only can do book bound, and the paper is also very thin. Let's look at Zazzle. Zazzle's cool for, like, I don't know, wedding invitations and, like, printing neat stuff. I've printed some tablecloths for my trade booths before and, like, hanging signs for just signage for an event. So that was pretty fun. Let's see. I think I might have too many tabs open. There we go. So Zazzle's got some fun stuff. Let's look at journals. Ooh, 20%. Okay, so these are other people's things. You can buy their stuff, if that makes sense. Or you can make your own. Create your own 8.5x11 soft cover notebook. All you get to choose is the spiral color and what you want inside. Oh, that's so funny. It's like old school, like kiddo paper. It's fun. Graph paper, line paper. So not a lot of options to upload your own content inside. Beautiful journal printing. Branded notebook. That's fun. Problem is, all you get to do is the outside. You don't get to edit what is inside. And Moo's really great, but Moo's going to be high-end. Like, by high-end, I mean expensive. They're great for business cards, though. Custom journal. Let's see. So, in recap, like, what we're seeing here is expensive. And also, We're looking at expensive and not super customizable. This one looks like it's pretty customizable. Let's skip the tutorial and check it out. Okay, fun. Okay, 150. Let's see here. Ooh, elastic band. That's fun. Edging. You could have golden edges. That's fun. Vegan leather cover. Okay, this is pretty close to like amazing. 240 pages. Inside content. Yeah. We want inside content. We want to go up to 110 GSM. Mine are always 140 GSM, by the way. Ins paper, basic, printing colors, black and white, full printing. Yep. So just with this alone, we're looking at $25 an item. You can't make money and have a profitable business doing this. What you could do is, like, let's say you're a brand and you want to give all your employees a journal. This kind of situation might make sense. But if you're trying to start a business, even if like you bought 500 of these, let's look at the price per unit. It's still not that great. Oh, 14 bucks. Yeah, that's still really expensive. For a basic journal, let's take the edging out too, just to see what that does, if that helps remove anything. Okay, helps a little bit. We want shrink wrapped. We want back pockets. We want a belly band. That's fun. Yeah. Anyways, this is a cool tool to see something. I also would love to see a different binding. I don't know if they allow that. Anyways, this is pretty cool, but still way too expensive, plus shipping. For a basic journal like this, I would be looking for this to be closer to the $5 range. So that being said, we've done a little bit of research. It doesn't look like the options are giving me the thing that I want, which is a beautiful, stunning linen journal or a vegan leather planner with tabs.
Okay, so we just went down the rabbit hole and we looked through all those different options. And I have seen so many people join my program who have fallen down this rabbit hole. Maybe they worked with a print on demand, or even they worked with Vervanti and they realized, oh my gosh, this is going to be $30, $35, $40 a unit to create what my vision is. And when they get into print school, they're able to partner with my printer, which for me, I haven't shared this yet, but I work with printers overseas. That's what I do. And I've worked with really vetted printers that I love and adore. And we're able to get those costs, you know, 1/5 of the cost, 1/4 of the cost of what we've seen today with print on demand. And so shaving off that much is incredible. And that's what I'm able to do for my students. And so many of them have gone the print-on-demand route or even the DIY at home route. And it was way too expensive, way too laborious. I mean, can you imagine trying to buy the printer ink for that many things? You know, have you ever bought printer ink before? It's insane. And you don't want to be spending your time doing that. You want to be spending time growing your business, doing the marketing, or just enjoying your life, not, you know, sitting by a printer trying to bind everything together, unless that's just totally your jam. But if you have felt like Alice in Wonderland, you've gone down this rabbit hole, I want to invite you to join Print School so that you can work with a printer that is going to be cost effective, that you can follow my dream printing method to take your idea out of your head and actually make it come to life and make it better than you've imagined. That's what I want to do for you. I want to give you the route that works. I've cleared the path for you. We have had hundreds of students go through Print School and make their products come true. This is my friend Christine. She made her beautiful fertility tracker, this beautiful linen. I'm going to show you a couple of these. This right here is still in beta. This is Nicole's incredible Healthy Mama journal, which is so cute. We've got a couple more here. These are all so great. This is Sharon's Palms Prayer Journal. One of my favorites also is, I guess they're in the other room. My travel journal. Where did it go? Anyways, this is Siobhan's Getting Unstuck Journal. She's a Print School student. She did a Kickstarter and raised I think $9,000 to help get it funded. So she was able to actually get the funds to print the thing and not have to use her own money. Because I do teach printing in bulk in order to make a better profit. This is Jamie's Serenity Journal, which is so beautiful. It's a daily personalized scripture journal. And so many more. They're popping out every day. I call them my little grandbaby products because I love helping my students bring their luxury paper products to life. So if you've wanted to make a planner, journal, or devotional, jump into Print School. Come apply. Just go to horatioprinting.com/print school. You can also watch my free workshop. That's a great next step just to learn the dream printing method. I teach you like how long it takes, what kind of costs are involved, what does this look like. Just go watch the free workshop. It's 45 minutes. You can watch it on demand at horatioprinting.com/workshop. So I've added that link right below. I hope that helps. If you have a question or something you want to see on the Dream Printing Podcast, comment below. Tell me what you want to learn and what I can teach you through this podcast. I absolutely love helping people create their thing. And I know if you're really hoping to find the perfect print-on-demand printer, this video might be kind of upsetting, right? If you're like, oh, I've been looking for that magical unicorn printer, and I thought if I only had that magical unicorn printer, it would all work. And so I'm sorry if that burst your bubble at all, but my goal is to be honest and to share with you what I think works and what's gonna help you have a successful, profitable business and also the best quality. That's what I want for you. So I hope you take some time and explore Print School, and I hope to see you in there soon.
Thanks for listening to the Dream Printing Podcast. I hope you learned something today, and I would love to partner with you to make your print dreams come true. Take the next step by watching my free on-demand workshop at horatioprinting.com/workshop. That link is down in the show notes. Or you can go ahead and jump to step two, which is go ahead and apply for Print School, where you're gonna get all my systems, the dream printing method, my contacts, my printer, all the shortcuts and templates. You can apply at horatioprinting.com/print school. Yay! If this show has blessed you in any way, please consider taking 5 seconds to leave a quick review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening from. I read each and every one, and it blesses me. If you have a question, feel free to just DM me. Pop over to Instagram, DM my personal account, Polly_Payne. I'd be happy to chat with you and just see what questions you have and connect. I cannot wait to see what you create and bring into the world. Have a wonderful day. You are so loved.